I'll catch you later, Anthony. And, yeah, like he said, you know, it's not a problem until it's a problem, and it's not to say that they're necessarily doing something with the data that could be harmful or we don't want. I mean, at the end of the day, there's just way too much data farming, and it's at our expense. Like, I'm paying for this vehicle, and I'm providing you with data that you're now selling to whomever and making an additional profit on top of it after paying $70,000 for a vehicle. Kiss my ass. The big concern is a data breach where that falls into the wrong hands, or God forbid my driving habits land in the hands of the corrupt world that is insurance, and then they start adjusting rates according to the reporting from the vehicle, which currently you can opt out of with most insurance providers. You know, that stupid thing you got to plug in and a safe driving bonus. Yeah, I'm not telling you how I drive. I'm not an unsafe driver, but I just don't want to reported, because that's all stuff that, you know, God forbid I do 90 one day, it can all be used against me on my insurance at some point.